Street corner and talk to you. Nobody pays me to do it.
Okay, then what are you doing?
Because I'm a citizen. I'm a citizen the same as all of you, and I want you to know the same things I know about Jonathan Graves and his political gang who is trying to steal your votes. They're crooked men, completely crooked. They're in politics for their own personal good, not the good of the community.
That's right.
Now, be sure you remember that when you go to the polls election day. That's all I've got to say. Thanks for listening.
Wait a minute, Masters. I want to talk to you.
Oh, it's you, Graves. What could you have to say to me?
That was quite a speech you made.
Thank you.
You seem to be able to influence people very nicely.
Well, I read that book you've heard about.
Don't get cute, Masters. You're a very honest, upstanding young fellow, and I'm sure we could use you in our organization.
What you mean is you could use me so that I don't fight against your organization.
That's your interpretation. Of course, there is an element of logic in it. The truth is that if you keep up these street corner talks, you're going to get a lot of people disliking us.
That's the best news I've had all day. So long.
Wait a minute, young fellow. Don't be in such a hurry to get away. It might be very valuable to you to stick around and listen a few minutes.
I doubt it. The only thing I'd consider valuable would be if you and your crooked colleagues withdrew from the election.
Now, we can't do that, my boy. You know that. We've got too much at stake. It's cost us a lot of money to build up our candidates. We can't just withdraw them just like that.
In that case, we've nothing to talk about.
Oh, but we have. We have something to talk about that should be very near and dear to you. You.
What about me?
You have your choice at the moment, Masters. A choice of being a quite wealthy, silent young man.
Or?
Or a very definitely dead one.